Okay, once again.
Hey!
Serenade my soul. I feel like an innocent child gleefully discovering the certainties of living carefree. Automatically, I want to cuddle in your grammatical chemistry, let it comfort, caress, consume, and console me. I want to lay next to your devastating diction and let it be softly on my neck and whisper sweet things and smile about it in my dreams. I want to smile when I hear your spoken word harmony, charming me and its harming me, strength I possess, and let each and every word baptize my being and cleanse my soul like water, because your words are wind soft still off the clouds, sweet genuine amidst the sunshine, clever daffodils that cast spells at will, and through them I see the signs of hieroglyphics, decipher all ancient mysteries, learn of all things important and intricate, make love to my mind, you word warrior, syllable soldier, lyrical enforcer, transform me with traditional creatic telepathy, feed me the vital venomous vocabulary that I need to proceed. Thank you. say smiling in public is against the law, cause love won't get you through life no more. Word life, neighbors living in spite, despite tough times, black men spit the roughest rhymes, cause we're in employment lines. Crimes committed, long sentences are submitted, hell is being documented. Sex is high for single mothers, raising seeds without lovers. It's truly amazing what these statistics and lack of resources discover. Do we hate each other or do we hate ourselves? A great question to ask when neighbors are filled with gun shells. Rotten teenagers, drugged up adolescents struggling in school. Takes me back to my son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school because the teacher's a jerk. He must think I'm a fool. High food and gas prices, electric bills have skyrocketed. People live in poverty while deals are made, money's pocketed. Corporations have the same rights as people. The state of politics, it's unbelievable. Campaigns are bought, the poor can't buy a politician. When will the masses win? When will there ever be restrictions? The banks are thieves and robbers, wanting to remain unregulated. But America's pensions and savings have been devastated. The highest stakes exist in 2010 plus two. What are you gonna do, man? What are you gonna do? The stakes is high. You know the stakes is high. The stakes is high. You know the stakes is high. people's voices will be heard out loud, not silenced. The people's voices will be heard without gates, elections, or propaganda. Their words will be harvest. The people's voices will be heard out loud, not silenced. The people's voices will be heard without gates, elections, or propaganda. Their words will be harvest. Words will be harvest, freshly demanded democracy, pure drinking water for famished tongues. There are new regimes raging against the machine of wars, weapons, and corporations. Wars, weapons, and corporations. These people are human, are alive, are aware, are civil. You stole their jobs, their justice, their dreams. No veto will get in the way of their hope. No law you pass can take away their rights for cleaner air. It is not arms they bear, but solutions to the problem. These mighty children of labor are bringing back the poor people's campaign, looking to community gardens and organizing to maintain. The Supreme Court gave corporations unimaginable rights. So now the people have to fight. They'll occupy Wall Street, Chicago, Boston, Seattle, and St. Louis, and many more. Listen, learn, care, understand, witness. The people's voices will be heard. Voices will be heard out loud, not silenced. The people's voices will be heard without gates, elections, or propaganda. Their words will be harvest. The people's voices will be heard out loud, not silenced. The people's voices will be heard without gates, elections, or propaganda. Their words will be harvest. The people's voices will be heard out loud, not silenced. The people's voices will be heard without gates, elections, or propaganda. The words will be harvest. The people's voices will be heard out loud, not silenced. The people's voices will be heard without gates, elections, or propaganda. The words will be harvest. Listen, learn, care, understand, witness. The people's voices will be heard.
scattered thoughts, collages of a mixed up psyche. Work to be productive right now and just enjoy the slight breeze while I watch my baby girl run. Wonder about what images she sees when she closes her eyes to smile and laugh hysterically. Those idle thoughts carry me through my 24-hour rotation as my soul is waiting for my flesh to catch up after finishing my nightly slumber. The ghost in me never sleeps. Moments that most spend in downtime, I surround myself with new ideas. Been called a constant thinker. Most thoughts I never see clear because everything is blurred due to my insatiable need to sit down and tinker with my mind. At random times, things become aligned, but it's almost never when I try to force it. Try to focus and bubble down, but I guess I'm not. I'm the norm when it comes to how other people create or live. My solo moments are spent breaking down issues to the smallest components. And then, the most meticulous methods I can muster up while I'm engaged. Put it all back together again so I can find out how it is that I arrived here. People, places, and things bring many questions that no almanac can seem to help. No matter how much research is done on subjects, the answers still escape them. Most times, the answers require a complete knowledge of self. And I guess I don't know myself very well. Sell my soul or sacrifice my integrity, I'll never be the one that y'all say did that. My kids' backs are closed by holding on to those values instilled as a youngster. Premeditated lessons, the confines of high self-esteem, failure should never put asunder. My mind just grown. Growing into my own, trying new things. The routine bores me to no end. My wit's been tested. Countless molested by peers who tend to blend in, even though that truly destructive facade is combustible when placed too close to the flames of truth. Too close to forbidden fruits.
mob, what a mob. Never have seen the club so jammed. Not a spot the size of a dime on the floor. And why, I ask you? Because there is only one band like this every 1,000 years.